This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Katie Brown. A bill requiring stricter safety protocols and fire hazard inspections for battery energy storage systems is headed to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk. The Clean Energy Safety Act of 2025 will strengthen fire suppression standards and require more robust emergency action plans. The goal is to prevent future fires at battery storage facilities. State Senator John Laird, whose district includes Moss Landing, introduced the bill less than a month after Vistra Corp's January battery plant fire there. A wildfire in the Sierra National Forest is now nearly 70% contained. Fire officials feared the worst after flames overcame the McKinley Grove of giant sequoias last week in Fresno County. From our California newsroom partner, KVPR, Carrie Klein brings us to the front lines of the Garnet Fire.
These water pumps and sprinklers have been running around the clock in McKinley Grove for more than a week, and they appear to have worked. John Regelbrugge is an administrator with the Sierra National Forest.
We've had basically 100% success.
Near the sprinklers, no sequoias appear to have died. That includes baby trees and the monarchs that are 2,000 to 3,000 years old. Dirk Charlie is a tribal liaison with the U.S. Forest Service. He's also a member of the Dunlap Tribe of Mono Indians.
This is good. This is something good I can report back to the tribes on.
However, only a fraction of the 300-acre grove received sprinklers. The drier parts in steeper terrain may not have been so fortunate. Those will be assessed later when conditions are safer.
That was Carrie Klein in the Sierra National Forest, and this is KAZU News.